We're holding in Daf Chaf Hei, and the Gemara discusses the Ptur of a Chassan, somebody who's getting married, and for his Chassan and for his Sheva Brachas, the Gemara says that he's Potter from sitting the Sukkah. And the Gemara says a very interesting line. The Gemara says, Amr b'zeira ona achli b'sukkah v'chodi b'chuppah. I didn't use this Ptur, this exemption. Rather, I ate in the sukkah, and I was happy, and I had the simcha of the chasana I had in the place of the chuppah. The kolshkin dechodi liboy dekavidna tarti. And I was even happier, because I was able to fulfill both. I was able to have the simcha of the chasana, and not lose out from sitting the sukkah. A very interesting idea, that a person in certain situations can make it that he, even though otherwise he would have been, we'll call it, eligible to be part of the sukkah, that he can create a situation where he can be chayiv in the sukkah, and his eating in the sukkah won't be somebody's potter is eating there anyways, but rather somebody who is going to be mekayim the mitzvah regularly. And this concept we find lahalacha, the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Chayyadam, with regard to somebody who's not able to use his sukkah, and what would be necessary is to go eat by somebody else, go use somebody else's sukkah. That's the only way he'll be able to mekayim the mitzvah. And there's a discussion that possibly his mitzvah, his potter from the mitzvah sukkah, because it's difficult for him to do. He'll have to go to his friend's house, he'll have to walk over, he'll have to be in somewhat of an uncomfortable position. And there's a discussion that's possibly a mitzvah. But the Mishnah Berurah says, in the name of the Chayyadam, that by this type of mitzvah, a person could bring himself to a chiv by doing it b'simcha. In other words, the whole p'tur is that he's mitzvah, that he's uncomfortable. But if he doesn't look at it as being uncomfortable, if he looks at it as something that he gladly do, it's an opportunity. For a lot of things, he would go over to his friend's house quite happily to be able to do. If his friend was offering him something, his friend had something over in his house, he would go there quite happily. So if he looks at it with such an attitude, with that he can bring himself to achiv, that he won't be potter of the mitznar. And the Mishnah Berurah adds even that he's able to make a bracha. In other words, it's not just that he'll do it, but he's really potter and he has no right, no ability to make a bracha, but rather he's going to be chayiv. That's to the extent. And this is the concept we see somewhat in this Gemara that Rav Zeira said that I didn't look at it as not having the proper simcha in my chasana. I looked at it that if anything, I was getting the best of both worlds. I would have the simcha of the chasana. I would also have the key mitzvah of a sukkah. But this is the idea. In many situations, a person can, with either changing his attitude or is changing how he views the situation, he can bring himself to a situation of chiv. And this is the example that the Mishnah Berurah says by when someone would be involved an inconvenience of going to his friend's sukkah, but if he looks at it as something that he can do b'simcha, he can bring himself to a chiv and not be potter, and even be able to make a bracha in this situation. This sometimes does apply when a person is a mitzvah, and when there's tircha involved, when there's inconvenience and sometimes hard work. And here also, there are sometimes a p'tur, and Be'ez Hashem will get to this later on in the parak.